Take a moment to adjust your posture. Find that balance between being relaxed but also alert. This is not a practice where we really want to kind of fall asleep and relax too much. So really want to have a nice balance between alertness in the mind and comfort in the body, but you know, don't get too comfortable. Okay, so take a moment. You could even do this practice standing. She suggests you can use the mountain pose, which is simply standing comfortably with your feet shoulder distance apart. Let your arms relax at your sides and your palms out. And you close your eyes, and we can do this sitting though, so that's fine. And so the first step is to find your flashlight and direct it towards the breath. So we'll start there like we've done in the flashlight. And you can point it to any part of the breath you like. So wherever you feel the breath most directly. So just pick a spot. And just continue to breathe nice and easily and naturally. And focus on that one spot. And at any point in the exercise, if you feel you're getting drawn away, caught in a mind loop, you can always anchor back on the breath. You can always use that flashlight to come to the back to the home base. So that's always there as an option. It kind of stabilizes us if needed. But now I'll invite you to broaden your awareness so that you're not selecting any target object. And instead, use the metaphor of your mind being like a river. You're standing on the riverbank, watching the water flow by. And imagine your thoughts and memories and sensations and emotions, whatever arises, as if they're flowing past you. See if you can notice what appears there, but don't engage with it. Don't fish it up, chase it, or elaborate on it. Just let it flow by. So just do that for a while. Just watch the river of thoughts, letting them flow by without getting caught up in them, if possible. We're just noticing them, okay? We're not labeling them at this point. We're just really noticing them come and go, flowing by on the river. Your job right now is not to be making distinctions between which content is useful or relevant and what's mind wandering. You're not even going to try to stop your mind from wandering. The river will keep flowing. There isn't anything you can or need to do about that. This is the key to open monitoring. You allow your mind to do what it will do. Just let whatever is happening go on happening. Your job is simply to observe that flow at a little bit of a distance without engagement or participation. And I'll be quiet again just to let you follow the river of your thoughts. Now, you can always come back to the flashlight and the breath. Remember that they're always there. If you have difficulty with any part of this, you can always shine the flashlight back on that point of the breath. But what you can do also is you can imagine your breath sensations as a boulder in the middle of all that flowing water. So rest your attention on that stable, steady object, hanging on to the boulder. And when you feel ready, you can broaden your attention again and go back to this open monitoring. So you'll notice it's quite different than focusing with the flashlight or the body scan. And it may take a little bit of practice, so just keep noticing what comes up in your thoughts. You might have noticed some of those thoughts really do capture your attention, and they kind of suck you in a little bit. But some are quite neutral, they don't really do too much. Some are kind of like, you know, very strong and dramatic. Okay? But that's the idea, is simply to notice patterns. And as you do more and more of this practice, you might notice these patterns a bit more. And that's what we'll do this coming week. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes slowly, gradually, just finishing this meditation. And you can recenter yourself, feel your body as you're sitting, feel your feet on the floor, and thank you for your practice.